This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. In New York, it's Fashion Week. Designers are showing off their finest on the runways, but Fashion Week happens off the runway too, out on the sidewalk, in fact, and there is money to be made there. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
It is New York Fashion Week.
Merci, mademoiselle.
Beautiful. Thank you.
This, however, is not a runway. It is the sidewalk.
Keep walking. It was all about your natural grace.
That is photographer Camel Lamotti. He's a street-style photographer, which means he looks for stylish people, photographs them, and posts them to his Style in the City blog.
Some have a nice sense of styles, and you can feel that it's real. So I like to take that in pictures.
Blogs like his, and especially Instagram accounts, are based on this idea of finding style in real people. You snap photos of stylish people and post them, or you are a stylish person and you put up your own looks. This has become such a mainstream idea that magazines like People Style Watch are increasingly focused on it.
It will make every woman who looks at the magazine feel better if she sees herself included in the pages of the magazine.
That's editor-in-chief Lisa Arbetter. The explosion of street style has a lot to do with social media.
Instagram has just, like, it's exploded.
Street style-focused accounts have thousands or even millions of followers, which has not escaped the attention of fashion brands and advertisers.
You can get paid for an Instagram post, depending on how many followers you have, anywhere from $3,000 if you have in the hundreds of thousands to $100,000 if you have in the millions. A picture. One picture.
Now, for photographers like Camel, this is abhorrent. Street style is supposed to be organic, not sponsored by somebody.
Bloggers putting links, brands send them outfit, they put the outfit. Oh, look, my outfit, buy it. And it's fake.
Cipriani and TK Kwan are bloggers, twin sisters too, and between them, they have 122,000 Instagram followers.
We're very, very picky on who we, like, align ourselves with or want to promote on our end.
Right.
And fashion has to speak to you, and if it doesn't speak to you, then it comes off false, and that defeats the whole purpose of fashion.
And People's Style Watch's Arbetter says a little marketing is okay, as long as it's not done in a gross way.
I really think people are used to that. And there's been studies about millennials who they're very savvy about the fact that they're being advertised and marketed to, and they're okay with it as long as the marketing is interesting.
At the end of the day, says Arbetter, street style is such an industry now because it's about something very simple, feeling included. The ability of real people to see other real people and not only see themselves, but see themselves as beautiful. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.